produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Not when I know.
Not when I know.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and happy Thursday. This is Tammy Polk, your host of the Virtuous Businesswoman Motivational Broadcast. As always, the music that you just heard is from my dear friend and church member, Amber Patterson DePaola, who is just an absolute blessing to be around. If you're interested in her music, please let me know, and I will most assuredly point you in the direction of getting her music. What I want to talk to you today is something that around this time of year, a lot of people seem to harp on, and that is the concept of gratitude. And I do write about gratitude, but from the aspect of how often that we miss it. So for the little time I have with you, let me share with you this way. Thank you and please are often the first things that we are taught to say. And how many times have you gotten in trouble for not saying it or had something taken away from you because you didn't say it? I know that I've had that happen to me and I've done it to my children. So you may say, why? And it's because gratitude goes a long way. And no matter what we go through in our life, faith, family, ministry, education, business, or career, God is always shielding us from some type of unseen and unfelt danger or negative consequence. And there is something that you wouldn't have been able to do had that person, place, thing, or idea still been present in your life. But you know what? You're not going to see it that way at first, because if you're anything like me, you'll find yourself angry over the fact that whatever it is no longer exists. And you can't understand why, because it was a good thing and it was helping you. So why would someone, especially God, take it away from you? Well, he did it because it was in the way of you being grateful. There are times when good things can cause problems, because good things can cause us to forget the people's places, things, and ideas that have gotten us to where we are. We start to look at us and what we did that was so good. And oh, don't let us be reminded that it had nothing to do with us, but more so with the grace of God. And we can't say anything into response to that out of fear of God striking us down right where we stand. So we stay quiet because we know that we are allowing ourselves to find a way to take the glory for our growth away from him, forgetting who we were and where the ability to overcome originated. And that is why the Apostle Paul said in Timothy that he was grateful for God allowing him into the ministry, because this man made his money and achieved his status with the blood of God's people. He took pride in the ruler's satisfaction with him imprisoning and crucifying Christians. He thought he was doing the world a favor by ridding them of these incessant Christians, laughing and mocking them as he carted them away to the prison or to the cross. Now, the fact that God didn't take him like he took Enoch is a marvel to most, especially me. But God had to show him that he wasn't who he thought he was. And God, along with others he may send to confirm, will do the same for you. Because you don't get to claim what God has done. And he has a lot of fun with ungrateful people. Now, I mean that loosely, but you get the point. So I want to present you with some scenarios today to think about when it comes to being grateful for somebody and missing the concept of gratefulness altogether. So think about a spouse or a friend who has died. This person was perfectly healthy. And so the fact that they died suddenly baffles you. Then God calls to your remembrance how you talked to them, how you treated them, how you took advantage of them, how you took them for granted, how you used them, despite all that they did for you. They died because you were not grateful for them. Think about why your spiritual walk seems like you're running a constant marathon. For the life of you, you don't know what changed, but then God shows you how your Bible has more dust on it than half the stuff in your attic. How many times you've missed church for no reason. How it's been 5 years since you told somebody about him. How you are the first person to leave when church is over and the last person to sign up to help when something is needed. And how you now think prayer is worthless despite all he has done for you. You feel like he moved because you lost your gratefulness for him. As the old adage says, if God seems far away, guess who moved? It wasn't him. What about that spouse or child who all of a sudden has an attitude with you and no longer talks to you? You wonder what's wrong with them. And that's how you approach the situation, as if they are the problem. But then they remind you of events in their life that you weren't there for. How you waved them away or overreacted when they said they needed to talk to you. How you criticized everything they said or did, even when they were right, despite the fact that they have always been there for you. Their attitude is in direct response to the fact that you are no longer grateful for them. Your ministry also suffers when there is unchecked ungratefulness. If you see that those whom God has blessed you to serve start falling away, know that part of that has to do with the fact that you haven't done more than tell them that you're grateful for them. When was the last time that you made a time, money, or effort sacrifice for their benefit and not just yours? Can they recall a time when they felt like you appreciated them? Their falling away is a sign that you aren't grateful for them. This applies to your education as well, in that those in administration have given you a second chance to finish what you started. You get in there and get going, but you soon wonder why your professors aren't as understanding as they were in the beginning. But then you see that you haven't been putting your best foot forward. You've done just enough to get by, and then you ask them for grace because you know that what you turned into them was a hot, unholy, eternal mess that made absolutely no sense to you, let alone anyone else. Then you started being late with assignments and then you got mad because you got the grade that you deserved, and all of a sudden it's their fault. Not the fact that you weren't grateful enough for the opportunity, but when you are truly grateful, nothing you are asked to do is an issue because you realize that this chance didn't have to be granted to you. Let's take this into business. Customer and employee appreciation are often the things left lacking when it comes to our businesses and careers. How many of you listening out there have worked with a boss who always looked at what you did as what you are expected to do? Or you've been told that your paycheck is your appreciation. And it makes you feel as though they don't value you, right? So let's flip this to the other side of the pillow. Now put yourself in the boss's place. Do you show that you are grateful to those who work with, for, and alongside you? They want to know that they matter to you as much as your bottom line does. And your customers need it too. Loyalty and point programs or even a special occasion greeting go a long way with people. Having this allowed me to achieve a major goal, and I'd like to share that with you. So there's a packaging company that I've done business with before. It's been a while. And they were trying to regain my business after I mentioned to them that the deals that they were offering weren't really deals because shipping and tax made things the same price. And I didn't feel that happy feeling of having a discount. And they didn't like that. So when it came time for my annual birthday discount, which I get from a lot of places, instead of giving me 15% off my order as they normally do, they gave me $50 off of my order and removed the minimum spending requirement. Now, this worked out for me because at the time, I wanted to create my Every Woman is a Businesswoman boot camp boxes. I already had the design, but I had held on to it for 2 years because one box was $60. And now I was able to get the box. I still have that box displayed in my store. I don't even use that box because it was the first one. And it just reminded me that when you let people know that they don't value you, people will change sometimes. And that spoke volumes to me because this conglomerate of a company revamped their rewards program based off of what I and a few others said to them. That is showing gratitude and appreciation. So I know you're probably wondering why you're still listening to me. But I want to give you a further challenge. As you know, we're going through my book, Girl, Go Eat a Cookie and Then Handle Business. But let me tell you something. Nobody wants to deal with someone who's ungrateful in any way. You know that you don't want to, yet you don't see why others around you are acting the same way. And believe me when I say that God will take anything from you that you are not grateful for, no matter what it is. Now, you're asking him why he's taking it from you, and he's showing you. But how you treated what he blessed you with is more important than you think. Now, the Apostle Paul didn't take his call and charge from God lightly. And he dealt with a lot of backlash because people didn't believe that God could ever nor would ever use somebody like him. And Paul went so far as to say that he was grateful to experience the ridicule that he had doled out over the years. Now, you have to remember who Paul was. Paul wasn't just a regular Joe Blow. He was accomplished, highly educated, and a skilled craftsman who was good with his hands. He stood in a place of prominence, yet God had to humble him, and he will humble you, and it's going to hurt. Strained relationships. There are some people out here who have lost both personal and professional relationships, simply because of ingratitude for the person, for what they've done for them, everything. There are people who have experienced job loss because they come in late, they leave early, advancement opportunities are presented to them, they make excuses for them. They're lazy, and they're always trying to get over. And it cost them their job because they weren't grateful for the opportunities that they were being given. Then there are missed opportunities. People watch you. And when someone sees that you are ungrateful or you don't treat what you have with the utmost respect, that's a deterrent. So there will be opportunities that aren't even presented to you because they watch how you treat other people. And these are just a few things that you can lose out on by being ungrateful. So I want you to think, as we close out, about gratitude and how often we miss it. Is there a person, place, thing, or idea that you need to go back to and apologize to? And if so, make the apology, make the amends, and get it right. You may not always be able to regain what you lost, but at least you can walk away with your head and heart being in the right place. That is gratitude and how often we miss it. We've got one more G in here, and that is graduation day. And it's funny that that's going to be coming up in the last month of the year when people are usually celebrating things. But I want to leave you with this. When you don't express gratefulness, the gratefulness that you should, you're not just robbing the person, you're robbing yourself. This has been the Virtuous Businesswoman Motivational Broadcast. Again, I am your host, Tammy Polk, but y'all know me. I dare not end my show without thanking two very special people. Nicole Gates, my Lord, my dear friend. I call her the bullyologist, the bully brandologist. Thank you so much for lovingly bullying me into having this radio show in the first place and continuing to support me. To Kayla Padgett, our founder, our CEO, our friend, our angel, God bless you and your team as you continue to soar even in the wake of a personal trial. We continue to pray for you. And as always, guys, God bless, Godspeed in all that you do. Keep charging and show your gratefulness. See you soon.
Produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.